Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
And this segment is entitled, When Shrimp Fly.
That's the flying part, huh?
Yep, that's it. Get it?
I got it. I didn't know shrimp flew.
Well, we will explain.
Okay.
If you know my little sweet Nancy, you will agree with me that she is known for her soft-spoken, calm demeanor.
I am.
Not. This was evident one day when she was in her kitchen cleaning up after lunch. She looked under the sink and she noticed a puddle of water where there shouldn't be one.
Yeah, water's supposed to be in the sink, not underneath the sink.
Nope. She got hysterical and immediately started putting up the yellow caution tape around the perimeter of the kitchen. Like it was a crime scene or something.
Well, I didn't. There's reasons why.
Okay.
Keep going.
This was mainly due to the fact that she didn't want me to touch anything.
Exactly.
Let me explain it to them. Years ago, I attempted to fix a leaky kitchen faucet and it dripped for weeks, screwing up the bottom of all the cabinets.
And those were real wood cabinets, so it's not like these nowadays.
Yeah.
So the wood kind of buckled up and then cracked along the top of it. Every pot and pan on the bottom of my cabinet was like always tilted and everything. It was just a mess underneath my kitchen cabinets.
I know. I can do almost anything around the house. I can do electrical.
Yeah, your daughter has a definite permanent perm in her hair from you.
Well, I found out the wires were hot. I could do electrical. I'm good at that. I can do. Mm-hmm. I can do some carpentry. I can do that.
Yeah. I was running you to the emergency room from the miter box that got to your hand.
So I'm equally good.
Don't even go there, dear. Everything you touch.
All right.
But anyway. You are handy.
Yes, I am.
If you don't hurt someone or yourself.
Anyway, we wound up calling a plumber anyway, and he fixed it in 10 minutes. Because of that, she thought it would be better to buy a new faucet and have it professionally installed.
You betcha it is.
Probably was a good idea.
Cost me more than the faucet, the plumber, but that's okay.
It's worth it.
It was worth it. Jim and I spent the rest of the afternoon looking at hundreds and hundreds of faucets. Remember, we are talking about my domain. After a while, I was totally spent. I have trouble deciding what flavor of ice cream to get when there are 31 choices, much less which scoop goes on top and which scoop goes on the bottom. Because, you know, the bottom is your last flavor, so it's got to be your favorite.
Right.
Yeah, we want to end with the best.
It's a big decision.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting hangry and in need of some food and entertainment. Or should I say Jim was? I never get hangry.
Oh, please. Seriously.
Since we were driving up and down Randall Road all afternoon, we decided to drop into Kobe Japanese Steakhouse in Algonquin for dinner.
When we walked in, the hostess asked if we wanted to sit at a hibachi table.
Mm-hmm.
We said yes, and we were seated at one of their 6 hibachi cooking stations.
Mm-hmm.
They also have numerous tables for either sushi or kitchen food. Kitchen food is like the, you know, kung pao and stuff like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
normal Chinese stuff.
Mm-hmm. In a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, well, they have that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You notice that a lot mm-hmm. of Japanese places have Chinese mm-hmm. food and vice versa?
But they don't have egg rolls.
Ah, but some of those chefs at the hibachi table they take an egg when they make their fried rice and they roll it and they say egg roll.
Yeah, but it's not serving you an egg roll.
But they say egg roll. Okay. The restaurant decor was okay, but in our opinion, it needed a little sprucing up.
It did.
Could use a little sprucing.
FYI, to eat at the hibachi cooking tables, there has to be at least two people in your party who orders hibachi entrees.
Right.
We found that out. We asked them.
I think that's pretty common. Most of the hibachi places, you have to have a couple of people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy just loves the shrimp and scallop combo when she goes to any hibachi restaurant, and today was no exception.
Exactly.
The entree was $26 and came with a shrimp appetizer, onion soup, noodles, white rice, and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
For $1.50 upcharge, you can have chicken fried rice instead of the white rice, and that's what she went with. I mean, yeah, fried rice is a lot better than white rice.
Just white rice.
Yeah.
Especially because it's not like a Chinese restaurant where you have the sauce over the rice. This is just rice.
But they could have left the chicken out. But we will. That's a teaser. Yeah. That's a teaser. Okay.
Jim tried something new today. He went with the ginger teriyaki steak dinner for $23. This was served with the same sides as my dinner. And he also had the chicken fried rice for the $1.50 upcharge.
We were served three dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, Mary Ann, and Lovey Howell. Oops, I got off track. And I'm showing my age. Look at Google it, people.
Oh, Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. It came with ginger, creamy horseradish, and a hot mustard sauce. I liked them all. Mm-hmm. I thought they were really good. But Nancy skipped the ginger and asked for teriyaki instead. You never did like ginger.
No, I don't.
How about on Gilligan's Island? Did you like her on there?
I like Marianne better.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Her favorite was the creamy horseradish, and mine was the hot mustard.
Now, that's weird, because I know I love horseradish, and creamy horseradish I love.
Uh-huh.
But I love hot stuff, too, and I would think the hot mustard, but horseradish still won out.
Well, normally, I can't take the really hot mustard. I mean, you can't take it either, because if you inhale or something, but this was hot, but not really uber hot. You
know, right.
Not super hot. The onion soup with fine noodles tasted like chicken soup with a mild onion flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It was chicken soup. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's how they make them.
The ginger salad dressing had a sweetness to it that we both liked.
Yeah.
The hibachi vegetables consisted of zucchini, carrots, broccoli, and onions. Our chef did grill them to perfection, but of course, Nancy had to have it her way and asked that they hold the zucchini.
I don't like zucchini. My shrimp and scallops were tasty, and I even brought home some for a snack. Jim's steak was tender, and the strips of ginger added to the flavor.
That was good. It was different.
Yeah, you liked that.
I've had the teriyaki steak at restaurants before, but never the ginger.
Well, they never had ginger at other places.
Not Mary Ann either.
The chicken fried rice and noodles were all very tasty because you got the noodles with it, and those are good when they fry the noodles up.
Oh, yeah.
I even created a new concoction with my creamy horseradish sauce for the noodles, and it was yummy.
Yeah, you did start mixing sauces together.
Uh-huh, it was good.
As you all know, Nancy doesn't like dessert, but that doesn't stop me anymore. I went with the tempura ice cream for $4.50. And this was a snowball-sized scoop of ice cream deep-fried with a tempura coating, which is different, and served with whipped cream. You know, a lot of times they just put regular like breading on it.
Uh-huh.
This actually had the tempura on there. Oh, it was so good. I chose vanilla ice cream, which Nancy doesn't like. I'm not as dumb as I look, as a matter of fact.
No, you are.
This was an awesome dessert.
If it was chocolate ice cream, I could have at least tasted it.
You can't fry chocolate ice cream.
Sure you can.
No.
They gave you a choice. And if it wasn't going to be good, they wouldn't have said chocolate or strawberry. For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
To sum it up, this restaurant served tasty food, and the entertainment took our minds off our kitchen woes. Not a bad way to leave your troubles behind.
I know. It was nice. The price for dinner and a show was $66.42. The price for the plumber, to be determined. So, my love.
Yes.
What's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I know.
My ginger teriyaki steak was a new treat, and so was the tempura ice cream. I thought your noodle concoction was horrible.
I liked it.
And when you put the horseradish on noodles, that's just wrong.
That was good.
Yeah. What's your take?
I liked fried rice better without chicken in it. Jim had to order vanilla ice cream. He's so mean to me. I wanted chocolate, even though I don't eat dessert. Right. I wanted to taste it, though.
So I had to eat this whole thing of chocolate ice cream because you wanted a taste.
Well, every time we go to our favorite hibachi restaurant, they give us dessert. This place doesn't give us dessert.
But it's not tempura.
I mean, I always get my chocolate ball of ice cream.
But this was tempura. It was different.
I know, but I want chocolate ice cream afterwards.
Then give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Kobe Japanese Steakhouse, 209 South Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number 847-854-9987. The website is www.kobe.com. Directions take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road East to Randall Road South to restaurant. And the estimated travel time is 18 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who just tuned in to this masterpiece, someday we should let all of our bloopers out.
We never save them.
Yeah, we can't really play them on the radio. Anyway, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP, where you always come last.
And that is not nice. So, my love.
Yes.
I shouldn't even call you my love. Well, we all know why I call you my love, because I can't call you what I really want to say on the radio. Do we have any letters this week, Snookums?
I don't know if we got any letters. Let me take a look in the old mailbag.
Message for you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, Monty Python. Thank you. Thank you. We did. We got a letter from Ed, and he told us about the Copper Barrel in Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new place. It's
on Main Street, they said.
More or less like a pub or bar type food, I think. I'm not sure. We gotta
take a peek at that.
We gotta check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended that. And, well, he didn't recommend it. He wanted to know how it was.
Well, he knows that it's new, and he knows it's open, so he told us to go check it out.
Well, he should check it out, and then tell us if it's good.
I know.
Because if it's not good, we're not going to go to it.
Why should we spend our money?
That's right.
We might as well save it up for something else.
But we always welcome your feedback and letters. And our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
Yay!
And here he is, right here in the studio with some of his very interesting information. Let's see what he's got today for us.
Yes, yes. This goes under the heading of, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay.
So every once in a while, big corporate people, they come up with ideas. And they sit around, they have meetings, and come up with these ideas, and they're basically horrible. They never go anywhere.
Oh, so they don't go anywhere.
No, they never really take off.
Oh, okay. So these never came to pass, then.
Well, they were out there, but not for very long.
Oh, okay. All right.
The first one is Heinz Easy Squirt Ketchup.
Heinz?
Yep.
And Heinz always makes mustard, not ketchup.
Well, they wanted to get into the ketchup market, because ketchup and mustard go together. And they put them in these easy squirt little bottles, and it seemed like a good idea, right? Except for some reason, they decided to release green, purple, blue, and mystery colored ketchup.
Huh?
Exactly.
It didn't come out red?
No, it came out green, purple, blue, and mystery colored. It didn't last too long.
Wow.
Who would want blue ketchup? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what those... What they were doing at those board meetings, I don't know. Shasta, you know, it's the soda people.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with bacon soda.
Bacon?
Not baking soda, bacon-flavored soda.
Really? It didn't last long.
Didn't last long.
Ew.
No. Who doesn't like bacon? But
no, but not to drink.
Well, how can you drink salty bacon? Seemed like
you drink after you eat the salty bacon.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay.
And oh, then I remember these Lay's came out with the Wow potato chips, and they had regular potato chips and they had different flavors. And their whole big deal was that they weren't fattening.
Olestra or something?
Yes, exactly. Oh. They were fried in this substance called olestra. And, yeah, and the the only, and he wouldn't gain weight from it.
No, because, you know, why, well, don't you? Can well, I say it on
no,
radio?
No, the problem with it is it would cause intestinal distress.
Gastritis.
and as Frito-Lay said, it including leakage.
Oh.
Yeah, that was that. So that didn't last too long.
Oh. Well, that was a little too much information. Thank you very much.
But anyway, right on the heels of that, Frito-Lay came out with lemonade.
Lemonade?
I don't know why. I don't know. Huh? Lemonade.
Why don't these people just stay with what they know is the best that they do? Fritos, Cheetos, you know, stuff like that.
I don't know. But,
okay.
You know, this actually goes along with the earlier one I was talking about, Orida.
Orida?
Orida. The potato people?
Yeah.
They came out with funky fries.
That's got to be good, funky fries.
Funky fries. The only problem with it was, well, they had some flavors like Cinnasticks. Sour cream and, well, that could be pretty good. Sour cream and chai funky fries.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not too bad. But then they had Cocoa Crispy fries.
Oh.
And also they had Cool Blue French fries.
What's blue?
It just was blue. It didn't have a taste to it, just was blue. But that went with your blue ketchup. It all comes together.
The cinnamon potato, no. But maybe the Cocoa Crispy one would be good because...
No.
Hey, remember I used to make some for you after we tried them out in the Dells? Chocolate-covered potato chips.
Yeah, but that was chocolate on top. But this was a chocolate flavored potato.
Yeah, same thing.
No.
You just don't get your melted chocolate on you.
No.
That might have been good.
This next one goes back to earlier times, like a long time ago. Jell-O. You know, Jell-O has come up with a whole bunch of stuff. Some of it is not good. But they were on a vegetable Jell-O kick at one time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you could get. See what kind you could get. You have mixed vegetable, tomato, and Italian Jell-O.
Wait. I thought you put the vegetable in your Jell-O.
No, this was the flavor Jell-O.
Ew.
So you could get like tomato Jell-O and put like tomatoes in it.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
No, that wouldn't do. That's ucky.
That wouldn't do it, huh?
Nope.
Now, this is a good idea, I think.
What?
Hold on, let me go with my paperwork here. Okay. Colgate.
Yeah.
I never heard of this. I never heard of this. But Colgate actually came out with frozen dinners.
Colgate? The toothpaste?
Yes.
And toothbrush person?
This was actually, believe it or not, this was in 1982.
Really?
And they came out with Colgate frozen dinners.
Oh.
But then after you'd eat them, you'd brush your teeth with Colgate. See, so it all tied.
No. Now, if they were smart, they would put the toothpaste in the stuff so that you don't have to brush your teeth after you get done eating their dinners.
See, now that's a good idea.
I know. Should we take it to the Shark Tank and see if they'll do something? Give me money for it.
This had to last like for a week and a half because I don't remember that at all.
I don't think it should have even come out on the market. Ugh.
And everybody remembers Crystal Pepsi. The crystal clear Pepsi?
No, I don't remember it. When did that come out?
This brilliant idea, it was 1992, 93.
Oh, well, that's a long time ago for my head.
It was just like regular Pepsi. It tasted the same thing, but it was crystal clear.
Really?
Uh-huh. Why?
I don't know.
It's just...
You wouldn't even know it. Then if you looked at it, you would think, oh, there's nothing in that bottle.
To me, that just seems wrong, because if you grab a glass of Pepsi or Coke or something, it should be Pepsi or Coke colored, not clear.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
But it tasted the same?
Yes, it's exactly the same.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, Kellogg's came out with this one. This was a good one, too. It was, because, you know, it takes a tremendous amount of time to grab a box of cereal, open it up, pour some cereal in a bowl, and pour milk on it, right?
No,
tremendous amount of time.
Okay, if you say so.
In 1998, Kellogg's came up with Breakfast Mates. And it combined the something that is called shelf-stable milk product and a little box of cereal all in one.
So it's not real milk.
They didn't say what it was. But you didn't have to refrigerate it. You just grabbed this thing out, mixed the two of them together, a little box of this fake milk and Fruit Loops, and you're good to go.
That didn't make it.
Surprisingly, it didn't make it.
No, probably because of the milk.
Yeah, they said it was shelf-stable milk product.
Hmm.
But they gave you a little spoon.
Wow, but how lazy do people have to be?
I know, I never heard of them. I'd love to see those. Breakfast Mates. Ah, I like them, I like them, I like them. Oh, now this is my last one.
Okay.
And this is, without a doubt, the best.
The best?
This is the best.
Oh, we always leave the best one for last.
There was a company that came out with ready bacon. Who doesn't like bacon?
Right.
Everybody loves bacon.
So it's made already.
Well, sort of. This was a bacon that you put in your toaster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All the grease goes in.
It didn't say what happened to the grease or anything, but it looks like a... Come closer to your radio. It looks like a Pop-Tart, but it was bacon.
Really?
And you just put it in your toaster.
I don't think that would make it, because I think they would wreck your toaster.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I think that's a good idea, though. Just pop it in your toaster and you get bacon.
Yeah, and where's the grease go?
They did not say.
So I don't think it's such a hot idea.
Well, back to the drawing board. And, you know, we got a little bit of time to kill right here. And so we're going to go with some smorgasbord.
I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
Take it away, Toots.
Okay. Well, just a little information for everybody in case they didn't know. We have a beef shack on Route 47.
Oh, yeah,
That is open.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve beef sandwiches.
Who would have thought?
Hence the word beef shack. Mod Pizza in Algonquin on Randall Road.
I like that place.
Oh, it's been open for a little bit. One price for a pizza, and you can put any topping and as much as you want on top of it.
That's the cool part of it.
That's what's good. And it's super thin crust.
These are all the important breaking news in the food biz.
We've not been to McAllister's Deli.
No.
But I've heard that it's supposed to be awesome.
Okay.
They have sandwiches yay thick. How thick is that, Jim?
Pretty thick.
Corned beef, pastrami, you know, everything that you can think of, they have. Boston Fish Market that we've reviewed before in Des Plaines is now open in Wheeling. Mm-hmm. It's a sit-down restaurant. And M Supper Club is closed. That's in Crystal Lake. In case anybody wants to go there, it has closed. So, and that's all the breaking news that I have.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, smorgasbord toots.
You're welcome.
And I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn.